We have plenty of real news to get to. In fact, some stories from the week. I think we all learned a little more about tariffs. Turns out it only has one R in tariffs.
Okay, well, that's good.
That was my big takeaway.
We're in Tarrant, so it's easy to get confused.
I like to double R it, but no, tariff, only one R.
No, double F, no R.
That's the extent of what I learned about tariffs. But for the rest of the week, quite the week and quite the batch of headlines. Your Friday morning headlines, looking back at stuff that happened. And it took a tumble because of those tariffs and the like. A $2.85 trillion value loss on the S&P 500 yesterday in the stock market. $1 trillion of that was by the, what do they call them, the Magnificent Seven, which are tech companies, not people that ride horses. Apple, Alphabet, Google, Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and Tesla all lost a ton. It was the worst day in the stock market since 2020, which you got to think we were, I mean, back then we had to stay home because it was the pandemic.
Yeah.
Now we have to stay home because we can't afford to go out. Yeah, looks to be rebounding slightly, though, coming up.
We're going to do great. So everything can be very expensive right now. Insurance, gas, housing, and of course, eggs. What are you going to do? You just can't afford it all? You got to improvise. We are Americans. The New York Times reports we are now dying potatoes instead of eggs this Easter.
Wow.
All due to the bird flu. People also plan to use plastic eggs rather than the real deal. And while we're on this subject, does anyone actually eat the hard-boiled eggs?
I do know people that now once it's been dyed and stuff.
Yeah.
It's probably frowned upon slightly, especially if you've put it in your yard.
Yeah, I mean, and then there's like the kid that steps on it.
You don't find them all, and then you're out there mowing the lawn. And
yeah, just, see? KB needs to mow.
What happened?
Excuse me.
This is from years ago.
Breaking news.
So fresh.
Talking about tariffs with one R, two
Amen.
S. So they're raising prices on all things. In fact, I've been told this thing is cracked to... Holy heck, I need to get a new phone because prices for phones are going to go up significantly. So I was told that like three times yesterday. I don't know. There must have been an email going around that I wasn't aware of. But also it's affecting cars, technology, TVs, and Bibles. Turns out most, because of the thin paper that Bibles are printed on, all those printing presses are outside of the country. So nearly every Bible is printed in China, including the God Bless America Bible that Trump has on TrumpBible.com or wherever it is. So that could happen. And then there's this going around that the American tariffs on penguins. You may have seen this. It is new tariffs that target a remote island with no human population. It's actually the volcanic Heard and McDonald Islands that are just outside of Australia. And the only thing that's on there, penguins, lots of penguins, some seals and seabirds there. Takes 2 weeks to get to the islands by boat, and they haven't been visited by a human since 2015. Uh-huh. Yet, the United States placed tariffs on it.
You see, that's what you get.
Now, there is...
No one wants to visit you since 2015, and now no one's going to want to.
There is a reason, and that's so... Australia can't avoid it by saying the point of origin a little differently on one of the remote islands that they technically can claim. So that's the real reason. But maybe it is just against penguins.
Maybe they're just worried that like some morning radio disc jockey is going to import one and put it in a sink.
At least when the penguins come to the White House to negotiate, they'll be wearing suits.
Breaking news!
So Tuxedo. The Taylor Sheridan universe expanding once again, this time to beautiful Crescent. They're filming in the little city with roughneck scenes. You know, it's like the oil workers coming back to camp. They're looking for guys to portray scenes at said man camp. Specifically, if you have a dirty truck, you can bring any color but red. And the truck alone will make $35.
Hey, there you go.
Everyone else gets $110 for 10 hours work. That will kick off this afternoon. And I mean, it's nothing personal. I just don't think they're going to want your Corolla. I don't know that anybody's going to believe that. You're an oil worker in that. What is your girlfriend drive?
It's a big thing in Crescent there, though. How about that? Especially if they want exterior shots of train standing still.
Uh-huh.
But that means, Crescent, don't bypass the Billy Bob Thornton watch in your area today. That's right.
Dun, dun, dun!
On the lookout as well, Texas Rangers and law enforcement, they are on the search. This is a wild story, weird story. The former Texas Lottery director, Gary Grief, who, ironically, that's his name, Gary Grief, he resigned back in February. Of course, there's a lot of this now. The lottery with the apps and fraud, and it was there 14 years, and now he is gone.
What? Where'd he go?
The House and the Senate have held committee hearings. They want him to testify, but he has left the building. Hasn't been seen. Nobody can find him. The calls to his Austin-based attorney.
Hello, Gary?
Go unanswered.
Hello?
And some sources believe, law enforcement included, that the former director of the Texas Lottery has fled to Mexico.
Mexico!
Yeah. At this point, the odds of him escaping are about 1 in 300 million. 1 in 488 million if he's trying to hit the mega ball.
Aw.
Yeah. Breaking news!
And then finally, it's the Walsh Ranch development area yesterday in Parker County near Aledo. UTA West will open in 2028, and students, faculty, and alumni with shovels in hand, hard hats on their head, yesterday officially broke ground on the new campus, UTA West. No word on how long it will actually take to fix that ground. But, yeah.